The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the gym. Go to the gym. Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Are there any women here today?
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 8, Hundo and Sace of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pipcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and yahoos? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. Today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you be.
Fucking Catalina wine.
All right, fam, come one, come all, welcome to the show. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Thanks for being here. A later show today, we actually had like a major explosion outside down the street. So we didn't have power until probably about half an hour ago. So it's been out all day, so couldn't go live and the normal flow, but we are here. We're on the brink of an evening Swolecast. There's almost a Swole after dark. Not quite a Swole after dark, but close. But make sure you come on in and hit the thumbs up button and drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? Hopefully you had a great day. You made some gains, you ate some steak, and you crushed your seven pillars. So let's get into today's episode. Reminder to check all the links down below for merch. We have 20% off over at papaswolio.com. Still 20% off. We have some new designs. We have the brand new Super Swole Bros, which is absolutely fire. So that's a little American for that one. That's a great new design. So that's available. I'm still rocking Forest Pump again, currently on the show. So you can check out all the merch over there at papaswolio.com. And if you are thinking about joining the Swole Fam, now's the time, because we still have membership specials. Fuck your resolutions. Start today. Don't make it a resolution. Make it a promise to yourself. And what would your future self do? If you want to be better in the future, if you want to build muscle, you want to burn fat, you want to change your physique, you want to get rid of your joint pain, you want to improve yourself, you have to think about what your future self would do. What would your future self be like? So, okay, you have this idea, you have this picture in your mind, something that you want to achieve. You want to look a certain way, or at least feel a certain way. And, you know, let's say you want to have more muscle, you want to get rid of the fat, you want to be able to touch your toes. Maybe you can't. You want to be able to run without getting tired. You want to be able to do 5 pull-ups, whatever it is. Your future self is a person that takes care of his or her fitness, right? You follow the 7 pillars. So you have to think about that and rewind that. What do you want to accomplish in the future? And what would that future person do? Obviously, the person in the future would be going to the fucking gym every day, or practicing their mobility, eating properly, getting quality sleep. That's what that person would do. So guess what you have to do now? If you want to become that person, you have to do what that person would do. And that's a very important, humbling thing to think about. And of course, you're always going to be hungry. I'm going to bring this analogy back around. You're always going to be hungry. You eat a meal, you're going to be hungry in the future. You have to eat again. You can't just eat one meal. Okay, I'm good for the week. I'm not talking about fasting. I'm talking about in general. You're going to have to eat another meal if you want to get the calories in to maintain your muscle and health long term, et cetera, et cetera. The same thing with working out. So every time you work out, you could pat yourself on the back. Let's say you had a great workout. You hit PRs or you just had a great pump. You just felt great. Awesome. You had a great workout. That's cool. But you can't really get too wrapped up with a great workout or you hit a PR because you have to do it again the next day or in 2 days. You have to do it again and again and again. And you're not always going to hit a PR. You're not always going to have a great workout. It's not always going to be one for the record books. It's not always going to be memorable. Sometimes you just kind of grind it out and you get it done. But you still have to show up and you have to do it again and again and again. So as much as you want to pat yourself on the back, you want to reward yourself and feel good about your accomplishments, you can't get wrapped up in it because you got to do it again tomorrow. You got to get right back on the horse. So you can't sit around and, you know, jerk yourself off all the time. Some of you in the chat are like, oh man, we can't. I was looking forward to that. You have to keep on moving. You have to get back after it, right? So make sure you are checking out those boxes every day. Do what that future self, your future you, the one that you aspire to be, what would that person do? What are the habits of that person, the ideal version of yourself? What would that person do? And then do that today and do better every day to get to that point where you're doing exactly what you need to do. No time to waste. Now let's bust the nut open. Let's get into today's episode. Drop in the comments, what are your thoughts? And of course, drop this hashtag once we get the nut released. Would you smash today? Drop that in the comments below. And of course, you want to join the Swole fam, check out the memberships over at SwoleNormousX.com. Again, SwoleNormousX.com. Falcon.
Nailed it.
Shout out to Tess Hornaday with an amazing Swole card. Now, I know you wrote it. You see, the Falcon bangs Tess Hornaday, and then a Swole card is born. That's how the Swole card is born. So, sorry, Freddie. Didn't mean to. I'm not trying to take away your clout. Okay, hashtag Swole AF. For a chance to win today's Swole card, drop that in the comments down below. Now let's moisturize and get right into that tip. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, first post. Let's fucking go.
What's in the box?
This one's from Carson. And Carson says, I fucking did it. 1.5 miles in 13 minutes. It was on a treadmill, but still, I'm going to a track on Saturday to get closer to the test. For those that might be wondering, why the fuck is Carson running? I was wondering that. Did he hop on the New Year train? Fuck that. Fuck running. I'm doing this for an open interview to be a fireman. After this, I likely won't run again unless they make me or a commie is trespassing on my land. Parentheses, future land, going to be at least 3,000 acres. That's a lot of property. That's a lot of property. I don't even know how you're going to maintain all that, but good shit. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. At least if you have a fire on the property, you'll be able to put it out. All right. Good for you, Carson. Happy to hear it. Did you say he shaved his beard too? Oof. What is with that? I know firemen, I guess, because of the mask, you need to have it sealed properly. I mean, it makes sense. I get it. You don't want the beard catching on fire or pinching. I get it. But if you're a fireman, you pretty much have to have a mustache. Man, a fireman with a beard, that's as manly as it gets. You have to shave your beard. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's the only time you could shave a beard, but still track towards being a manly man, just to be a fireman. Damn, that is the ultimate sacrifice. I'm not quite sure that's the ultimate sacrifice, but it's close. It's close. All right, we got one here from Ken. Ken says, hello, I am a father of 6 boys and a Navy vet. Well, thank you for your service. I focus primarily on work and family the last few years and haven't been consistent with working out since the middle boys decided to shift away from a family martial arts class to school sports, looking to build back some discipline to my own workouts. All right. Maybe you'll build back better. Huh? Maybe you'll build back better.
Come on, man.
I'm just okay. All right. I'm just kidding. We know that doesn't work. Ken, congratulations on joining the Swole Fam. Welcome. And let's get Ken back in shape. Let's get Ken back on the fucking game train. All right, let's get into a couple email responses. If you're not getting an email yet, it's because you're not signed up for the email list. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get my knowledge cock in your inbox. Go sign up today. Link is also in the description and show notes down below. Makeemailswoleagain.com. If you don't join the email list.
How dare you?
Seriously, how fucking dare you? Like, join. All right, we got one here from Orsi. Responding to the email, The Secret to Actually Getting Results. Orsi says, Papa Swolio, my small win that I consider a big one is that I came off refined sugar. Cheers. That is a big win. That's not a small win. You got off processed sugar. That's fantastic. Good for you. Good for you. Get rid of all ultra processed foods. That's a good thing to do. Get rid of all ultra processed foods. Okay, we've got the same email, The Secret to Actually Getting Results. This is a response from Pete. And Pete says, hey, Papa Swole. What's up, Pete? Yes, I'm doing the basics in the gym, but what I'm most proud of is when I see someone else do something different of some guy on Instagram do something different and I try to add it into my routine. What I'm most proud of is when I see someone else do something different or a guy on Instagram do something different, I try to add it into my routine. Okay, got it. Most recently on pull day, start deadlifts, then bench rows. Standing rows, lat pull down, lat rows, etc. Added to my routine. All right, I'm getting through it. Getting just a little bit more and a little bit stronger week by week. Well, that's how it's done, man. Good for you. I think it's good to try things that you see. Doesn't mean that it's going to work. It also doesn't mean that it's a logical thing to do. Just reading here, let's see. Bench rows, standing rows, lat pull down. It sounds like, just from what you're mentioning, if you're doing all that in one workout, it sounds a little redundant. You know, you're doing lats. You only really need one or two exercises to hit your lats properly. All right. So make sure you're doing like a high row from a high position, elbows tucked in. You can do a frontal plane, like a pull-up, wide pull-up, or a wide pull down. It really depends on what areas you need to bring up. But just keep in mind, you don't need to do repetitive movements for certain body parts. So you'll get more out of it too. So maybe pick one or two of those depending. And if you have any questions, make sure you join on the show and you could drop in the chat if you have a question about your program design. That's something just to kind of spitball off of that. Let's get into some knowledge cock. Let's move forward. We'll continue. Questions, drop in the comments. Fucking nice. So when you're choosing exercise, it's very easy to get excited based on what you see or adding something, or you have options, you go to a new gym and they have a bunch of new machines. You want to kind of do them all. But really, if you want to get the most out of your training, remember, building muscle and making progress is boring. You're doing the same shit pretty much over and over again, week after week. You really are, for potentially months. And if you really want to make progress and hypertrophy with certain movements, you got to stick with them. You have to stick with them, pretty much same order, same application. Otherwise your body's just getting this like shock alarm response and you're not actually getting hypertrophic adaptations. So you really need to get past that initial stimulus factor of, oh, it's a new exercise, a new angle, it's a new strength curve, and then master the movement and then slowly start to make more strength and progress with your strength, volume, nutrition, sleep, all that kind of stuff. So just keep in mind that people often change things up too much. So I try to get this message all across all the time. P90X made that popular, muscle confusion. I mean, there's no such thing, really. It's just kind of a made up marketing term, but it's an initial stimulus. It might make you sore. It might kind of feel challenging because it's new. It's novel, a novel stimulus, but that doesn't, you're not building muscle with a novel stimulus. Your body gets that. Ooh, holy shit. That was different. Think about adding a new habit. Think about a new habit. Think about this. You make it, you start a new habit. It's kind of hard to overcome at first, or it's hard to get into your schedule. You do it, you add it. Sure, you can do things better in terms of habits to create a habit, but you do it in a certain way. You're thinking about a lot. You have to plan for it. And it's different. It's novel. It's new. But then once you start doing it all the time, like putting on your seatbelt in the car, I bet when you get in the car, you think after 5 or 10 minutes, you don't even remember putting on your seatbelt. It's automatic. You get in the car, you put on your seatbelt. You don't even remember doing it because it's something that's so automatic for you to do. You don't even consciously record that information in your brain. So until the habit is kind of like that, you're not really building muscle. That initial building of the habit, a new exercise or a new design of your program at the beginning, and I'm not saying it takes the same exact amount of time, but there's going to be that initial reaction response. Could be soreness, could be just that awkwardness. It could be rapid strength improvements at the start, because it's similar to coordination and motor unit recruitment, similar to riding a bike. You don't get stronger, but you get more coordinated. So if you're doing a new movement with a new angle, with a new grip, in the first couple sessions that you do it, maybe over the course of a couple of weeks, your strength might improve pretty dramatically at the very beginning, just because your body is getting more coordinated and used to that movement. Doesn't mean you're making muscle size and hypertrophy gains. So you have to keep that in mind. In all honesty, you probably have to change up the exercise much less than you think. You don't really need to. You just need to progressively overload and challenge yourself and add on a couple pounds and a couple reps here and there over time. It's not exciting, right? It's not exciting. People do try to make it exciting and then they just never make progress because they're always doing something with that initial novel stimulus. Because for your brain, you get bored. I need to mix things up. I get bored doing the same stuff every day. I get bored eating the same things every day. These are people that never make progress. If you get bored doing the same training every time you train, you're not going to make progress. How you can make progress if you don't stick with something over time so your body can actually adapt to it. Okay. Hashtag swole as fuck for a chance to win today. Swole card. It's a great card. So make sure that you
drop
that in the comments.
A 10. A fucking 10.
Hashtag swole AF. Let's take some questions. If you got it, hashtag ask Papa Swole you. For a chance to win today's Swole card, Swole AF. We got our first question on Shitstagram from K Russ Bus. Papa Swole, yo, best foods to cut when a little crazy on the bulk. What Russ is saying, Russ got fat because Russ ate a lot of fucking cake and Cheetos. The best foods to cut? The same foods that you should be using to gain, just less of them. Get it? Maybe cut the carbs a little bit. But the best foods to cut? Steak, eggs, butter, tallow. What else? Beef, I guess steak and beef, ground beef, raw dairy. You know, it's just less of it. That way your body has a slight calorie deficit or a slight calorie surplus. You don't need a tremendous surplus or deficit. It just needs to be a few hundred calories over time. Best foods to cut. Get in plenty of protein, lift heavy weights. Don't eat carrots. Lacey fucking lies. Don't eat carrots. All right. Ribu Chattopadhyay. That's the name. Period 10, because Ribu Chattopadhyay with the periods wasn't enough. Had to have the 10 at the end just to make it unique enough. Papa Solio, how to accept failure? By using it to your advantage, by moving forward, by going forward. You don't have to accept it. You don't really have to accept it. But you have to deal with it and use it. Sometimes taking a loss is an important skill that a lot of people can't learn. They can't handle. They can't take that and then use that and come back stronger. Sometimes it's good to take the L, pull back, regroup, and then come back hard. Rather than be a martyr and, you know, keep going when you were obviously not making progress. So you don't have to accept in the sense that, oh, I'm awful, I'm terrible, I'm never going to be successful, depending on, you know, no matter what it is. But if you lose or you fail doing something, that's fine. You're not going to be successful with everything you do. You're not going to have a great workout every time you train. You're not going to hit a PR every time you train. You're not going to win every game. You could be a professional athlete and you're losing a lot of your games. You're very rarely going undefeated for a season. In some sports, you will never go undefeated. Like baseball, you're never going to go undefeated in baseball with 162 games. Nor basketball. You might in football. You might. You're not in hockey. You know, so some sports is actually possible depending on the length of the season, but you're going to lose. You're going to miss shots, right? Wasn't that Gretzky? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So you might fail, but if you're trying and you're putting the effort in, you can learn why you failed and then improve that for the next time. Now, if you do the same thing over and over again in the same way and you expect to succeed and you keep on failing, well, that's because you're not changing your approach. You need to change and adapt and do better. So you're going to fail. Don't try to fail, but use it. Keep on moving. Don't dwell on it, right? Don't sit around and cry and feel sorry for yourself. Krusika Yamura. Fucking names, bro. These are intense. Papa Solio, what should I do first when step into the gym for beginner? Please guided me. Well, I appreciate that. Really, I can't give you a whole breakdown of what a beginner should do in the gym right now, but you should be on a great entry level strength program. If there's a personal trainer or someone that knows how to train, latch onto them if they can guide you, right? Sometimes if you sign up for a gym membership, there's a personal trainer that may or may not know what they're talking about, but they can show you the machines and show you around. But we have the 90-day dash program is a great program. I'm not saying, hey, if you're a beginner, you have to sign up for Swolenormous X, but I encourage you to. You're asking me what I would do. That's why I created the 90-day dash program for that very reason. But what I would recommend is getting on a general, it has to be a beginner strength training program. It has to be something that is going to educate you and get your body coordinated and organized in order to execute the movement safely. So you might need someone in person when you're first getting started, but there's so many videos online that can guide you and then can educate you on how to do it. Yoga is also fantastic too. Yoga is also fantastic. So I recommend that for anyone starting out because it teaches you so much about coordination for your body, balance and stability. Nick, how's the OG Papa Swolio? She's great. She's great. She was just in here. All the dogs come in here. They get a treat. She comes in here, gets her treat, and then she leaves. She pieces out. I put her in a bed there a few times, but she doesn't stay there anymore. She doesn't stay in the bed. She comes and she lays right by my foot. So I can't get her on camera and I step on her, but she's in the other room right now with Mama Swolio. She's great. The goat's great. The goat just keeps on goating. We talk about it all the time. We're like she's just going, not even jumping, running around. Like she's old as shit. She's doing great though. Papa is the goat. And she looks like a goat when she walks away. She's kind of like, she's like thick butt. Like she has the body of a Jack Russell and the head of a Chihuahua. She looks like a goat. Okay, Kimberly WG with a garbage question. How can I get ripped? Or Kimber. Is it Kimberly? Kimberly WG or Kimber Leewig? Maybe there's two options there. How can I get ripped? Lift heavy weights, eat a lot of protein, eat quality foods, get sleep, get obsessed with lifting. You want to get ripped? You want to get ripped, you got to get obsessed with training. Lifting heavy, sleeping right, recovery. You really have to get obsessed with it. If you want to be amazing at anything, you have to get obsessed. And obsessed, there's this weird association with obsession as it's a bad thing. No, obsessed is good. Obsessed is good. You're not going to make progress unless you're obsessed. It doesn't mean that, oh my God, it doesn't mean that it ruins your life. That's an addiction. But obsession's great. That's the only way you're going to get better at something. Dallas May. And again, if you have live questions, hashtag ask Papa Swolio. We'll take a few more. Dallas May, working to build / grow muscle, but not sure how to measure this goal other than what I see. Got it. How to build and grow muscle, not sure how to measure other than what I see. Well, seeing is good. I would definitely take pictures, before and after pictures. So take pictures wearing the same clothes with the same lighting, same distance from the camera, et cetera, and maybe take them every 2 weeks or something like that. You know, same lighting, same time of day. Like, it's hard to do that accurately because you could hold water. You can be blah, blah. If it's a different distance from the camera, you're going to look a little bit different. Make sure you're wearing, you know, a sports bra and something where you can see your legs. You can see the curves, nothing super spandexy. That way you're not getting compression. I'm saying if you really, this is for you. I'm not saying I need to see it, but take these pictures for yourself, front, back, side, arms up, flexing, this and the other. You could also do measurements, circumferential measurements. So, you know, based with your weight and your measurements, you can tell whether or not you're building muscle. You could do a DEXA scan. You could see where your muscle and fat is distributed. You could do underwater weighing to see what your general lean mass is. You know, you could do some other things. There's like bod pod, like that's metabolism, isn't it? So, I mean, there's certain things. Some of them cost more than others. You might be able to find something at a local spa or wellness center that does body fat assessments that are more accurate, but it's always going to be a range depending on what you're doing. So what you see is great, but what you see is what you see is in the mirror. So the mirror is not going to be accurate. That's the problem. The mirror is not going to be accurate. You're getting light reflections. Depends. Every mirror is going to be different. There's different lighting. And of course, how you see yourself in the mirror is also your opinion. If you're in a good mood, you're going to feel better, right? So it's your opinion of the moment. And this is why you want to take pictures, because people are very bad at seeing incremental progress. So you'll look back and you'll think, you'll look down or you'll feel, okay, I'm making progress. I feel better. I feel stronger. I probably look better. Then you see a picture from yourself 3 months ago. You're like, holy shit, I made a lot of change. So it's really important to take those pictures and do those things accurately. But you could do circumferential measurements. You could do body fat measurements. You could do, I'm not against the scale. I think the scale is a great tool, but not by itself. Not by itself. So you can weigh yourself in the morning and the evening and you might be 5 pounds heavier because you're drinking water and you're eating food. So I don't mind the scale. I step on a scale once in a while for fun, but I usually forget in the morning first thing. So I do it in the afternoon or in the evening. I just do it for fun. I don't really track it or go by the scale, but it's good information. It's feedback, but just in itself, it's not accurate because it doesn't tell you what body fat percentage, doesn't tell you that you're putting on muscle. Just tells you, hey, there's a lot more on the scale. Could be muscle, could be fat, could be water, could be both. Hyperspace.sky, Papa Soli, would you show us the proper form for a body weight push-up / some other variations too? Maybe an upcoming video or something. There's so many videos for push-up form and things like that. So not now, of course. But yeah, I mean, I appreciate the questions. I mean, hop on YouTube. How to do a proper push-up. Pretty simple. What I will say is you don't want to keep your elbows super flared out to the side. You can keep your elbows like 45 degrees. You know, keep more tucked in. You'll get more chest. Put your hands up on blocks or handles, things like that. Get a little more stretch in the chest. Keto with Mickey, Papa Swolio. Hey, how do you work out when you're sick? Why do we keep getting questions like this? Why do we keep getting questions? Matt Damon. How do you work out when you're sick or if you have a sinus infection? For fuck's sake, take care of your health. If you're getting a sinus infection, you're not taking care of yourself. People that are healthy don't get sick. Okay? So something you're doing probably could be improved. You might have a vitamin D deficiency. You might be deficient in magnesium. You might not be eating enough protein. You might not be getting enough sleep. So your immune system is compromised. Your nutrition probably blows because most people's nutrition does suck. So I'm assuming yours sucks too. Just saying. It probably sucks. I'm just saying. So you don't work out. Maybe do the sauna at home. But if you don't go to a public place and sit in a sauna when you're sick and have a sinus infection and get other people fucking sick. Yeah. So bone broth is great. Do some yoga, some meditation, something at home. And when you're not sick and viral and all that stuff, then you can go back to the gym and stuff. Then you can work out. Look, you're compromised. Now understand that a lot of times in your body, like you have viruses right now that would get you sick if your immune system falls below a certain level. So the viruses might be here and your immune system is up here, but then like you don't get sleep, boom, and you're eating poorly, boom. And then you're not getting enough vitamin D, you know, because it's winter and room, and then your immune system is compromised, the virus level might be the same as it always is. It's in your system because you're out somewhere and it's just there. But when your immune system drops below the level where it's able to fight it off and et cetera, then you get sick. It's not like all of a sudden, oh my God, you got pounded with a virus. You're always exposed to these things. But if you have a compromised immune system and it kind of shuts off or takes the day off, then you're fucked. Jesus Christ. Oh, these questions are going down the shitter real fast. Luke, Papa Soli, how do you hold in your sneezes?
Go fuck yourself.
Sneeze. Let it out. Goddamn chode. Mad EZ. What's your workout split? I'm going to answer this every episode now. Listen to 2805. My workout split. A push-pull legs and then an arm day currently. I'm doing a little bit more recovery this week. All right. Fam. Moving on. No one's got live questions. It's all good. All right.
That's deep.
Okay. All right. Let's get into an article, then we'll take a couple videos. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Here we go, bitches.
What's in the box?
All right, first we got a story, and then we're going to do a couple videos. So drop in the chat. You choose it. You pick it, fam. Number one, number two, or number three? Number one, number two, or number three? Let's see. Number one, number two, or number three? Before I get into that, I want to read you this. I thought this was funny when I saw that. Doctor warns against three weightlifting exercises after they leave some of his patients disabled. Disabled. Now, we don't want that. Three exercise mistakes that could lead to snapped muscles and spinal cord injuries. So I saw this headline on Daily Mail and I'm like, I got to see what exercises are going to snap your back and blow out your fucking muscles. So this doctor says leg presses, clean and jerks, and preacher curls. I've heard a lot of people talk shit about preacher curls lately. So, I mean, I'm just going to show you the pictures. I mean, we have to go. It says the third. So let's go over this. Okay. The third worst exercise he mentioned was doing a heavy leg press with locked knees. Okay. So let me clarify. This is why I read this. I'm like, leg presses. Why would that cause injury? Usually an exercise will cause an injury because the person does it wrong or had something compromised and they had bad form or a weakness in a certain body part for that range of motion. Yeah. Don't lock your knees out. Some people will say, oh, it's totally fine to hyperextend or to lock the knees out. Yeah. I don't fucking lock my knees out. I see people on TikTok, like trying to justify like, oh, it's not bad to lock your knees. It's like, at the end, like there's no need to snap your knees out. So extend your knees fine to lock them out. I'm not going to, but okay. Yeah. If you're not doing it right. And also if you've been building up, right. If you're going to full extension in a leg press, for example, but you've been doing this since a lightweight, you're building up. Cause remember the ligaments are what hold the bones together. So that locking mechanism, that screw home mechanism in the knee, you know, this has to be anything, any ligaments, any of that dense connective tissue needs to be built up over time. So for a lot of exercise, like behind the neck pull downs, a lot of people hate on these things. Nothing. There's no exercise that's bad. It's just, is it progressed properly? Do you have, poor shoulder mobility? If you have poor shoulder mobility and a very closed off shoulder capsule, you probably shouldn't be doing that kind of extreme external rotation behind the neck presses or something. It might bother you. But if you practice mobility and you're very mobile, you've been doing this for 80 years. That's why you see these guys in the gym, right? They're 70 or 80 years old and they're doing behind the neck pull downs. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's so bad for you. This guy's been doing it for 60 fucking years. I'm sure it's fine. You know, it's obviously fine for him. So just in other words, there's a lot of movements that have been poo-pooed over the years, right? But one of our Swole Fam, right? Favorites, Jefferson curls, full stretch with weights. Yeah, that's totally fine if you progress slowly. If you've never done it before, you don't grab 100 pounds and be like, oh, let me just touch my toes. round my back and stretch as far as I can past my feet. You might rip something. Why wouldn't you? You've never done it before. Some people can't even touch their toes, period. But if you build up slowly over time, guess what? Like I mentioned earlier, consistency, application, over time, coats of paint, then you build those adaptations. We got to do it over and over again, slowly over time. So yeah, doing something shitty on the leg press might lead to an injury on the leg press. Okay. These pictures are all over the place. Clean and jerk. I don't do clean and jerks. I don't really care that much about it. You could drop it on the back of your neck or your head, blah, blah. Power movements, fast reps, you know, fast, powerful movements can obviously cause injury. It's just high risk. But I mean, if you do it properly, you could also not have any problems. Okay. So this guy is showing preacher curls. So I'm trying to find where he's talking about preacher curls. Let's see. All right. Let's see. If you extend your elbows to a full range of motion with heavy dumbbells, you could very well tear your bicep tendons. Most often happens in one arm, but it can certainly happen at the same time in both arms. So he shared in this video a clip of some guy snapping his biceps. I can't watch those fucking videos. It's cringe. But I remember I did a video when I was doing those instructionals on TikTok and YouTube. I did a bunch of videos and I showed preacher curls and people were like, no, that's a high risk injury exercise. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know what anyone talks about when they say like, well, preacher curls could be high risk. I do preacher curls all the time. All the fucking time. All the time. Dumbbell, bar, my machine, all the time. It's a fantastic exercise. Now, are you extending to full lockout? No, you fucking idiot. So yeah, if you do something stupid as shit, yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand. There's a risk of getting injured doing anything if you haven't progressed or, you know, built up the resistance and overload over time properly. But I've never had any issues with, it's like saying, hey, you do squats, your fucking ACL can tear. Yeah. So that's a cool story. Deadlift, you could herniate a disc. Yeah. It's like saying walking down the sidewalk, you can trip and scrape your knee. Yeah. So leave it to a doctor to tell you how to lift. I just thought that was funny, so I wanted to start off with that. All right, let's get into a video. We got Jay. We got Joe Sigmund, 87, number three. Joe, number three. Methinks Joe is going. All right, Joe, video number three. This one's called. This one's called reaching your goals. So, Joe, do you need directions to the corner? I don't know if Joe needs directions, but this one's called reaching your goals. Here we go.
Reach my goals. I didn't actually reach my goals in 2023, and here's why I don't give a singular fuck. Goals are meant for me to keep my ADHD on track. Goals are meant to be tasks that keep my brain excited, interested, and looking forward and not procrastinating or dreading things because it's exciting and it's a game. But whether or not I do the goal doesn't say anything to about me as
do
a person
goal.
Or my worth, or I refuse to feel bad about not hitting a goal or reaching a goal or whatever, because it doesn't matter. And I just need you to know that if you're seeing a lot of like BS around goals in 2024, you don't need to do anything to change who you are, because you're already phenomenal as you are today. And you're allowed to be imperfect. So just in case you needed that reminder, there it is. Also, like my new jacket.
Oh, that was disgusting. That was gross for like, that was gross for a couple
Shut up,
reasons.
Bitch. Oh my God.
Gross for a couple reasons. Yo, it's not a goal if you don't care. I don't care if I get my goal or not. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, I don't know why I set goals so I have focus, but if I don't get them, that's not what a goal is. You're not doing anything to accomplish it, and you don't care if you get them. What are you doing? You're just lying to yourself. You're acting like you're doing something by saying or setting a goal, like saying that you have a goal. That's not actually accomplishing anything. All right. gross mediocrity, or the goal to be mediocre is gross. To that extent, it's pretty grotesque. So it's like, you're allowed to be, you're already phenomenal as you are today. Don't change because you're just going to be as phenomenal as you already are. Boring. Boring. Stay fat. Enjoy your diabetes. You need to have goals. You need to be changing your habits because, look, you're just enormous. You're not healthy. You sound miserable. And I don't know. Just that was just a very depressing way to speak. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Number one or number two? That was number three. Joe's in the corner. So let us know what the weather's like over there in the corner. To the corner. To the corner.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
All right. Joe's measuring, taking out his protractor, measuring the angle of that corner. All right, here we go. Number one, number two. Number two or number one? We could do one or two. Or we could do two, and then we could do one. So let's do, let's see, Ash, or no, AS, ASVH, 13. Number two. All right. ASV. Number two. This one's called Child Psychologist. All right. Joe, why don't you, Joe, you got company. ASV, to the corner with you. It's cold and sad. Aww. Joe's in the corner.
They go to school. They find out what it means to be non-binary. Now they're coming back identifying as non-binary.
I'm in a master's program studying child and adolescent counseling. And guess what age children start to be aware of their identity, including their gender identity? Four. A four-year-old knows who they are, what gender they are. When I was...
A four-year-old knows who they are. What does that mean? What does that mean? And what gender they are? I guess if you tell them, if you lie to them and say, which one do you want to be? This is all based on if you're living in reality, right? Because you can definitely tell them that, well, I'm sure we're going to hear more about that. How many of you have a four-year-old? Do you listen to what they tell you? How many of you have a four-year-old? What's the logic of a four-year-old like? Sheena says four-year-olds eat dirt. So there's that. Okay. Yeah.
Knows who they are, what gender they are. When I was 4 years old, I was telling my mom that I felt sad and I didn't know why.
Okay. I'll take things that didn't happen for 1,000. How many of you have a memory when you were 4 years old? Fucking no one, bro. Fucking no one. You don't remember shit when you're 4 years old. Maybe this like faux memory that you think you have, but you don't really have, right? These like make-believe memories. Maybe you have like this vague, like a blurry picture in your brain, right? Maybe, or it's something that someone told you. Right? Something that someone told you that happened and you kind of like formulated this imaginary existence around it. Or if you had something actually traumatic happen, you might remember, but really you're not remembering shit. You ain't remembering shit. Okay. I was telling my mom that I felt sad and I didn't know why. That's what I'm saying. Do you remember that when you're four? I'm assuming she says four, right? Yeah. Like some of you, like, I remember breaking my leg at three. You remember having a conversation, right? I don't know. Maybe she wasn't actually four, but who knows? Sketchy. I doubt it. Anyway, shocker that she might be embellishing the story or make it up completely.
I felt sad and I didn't know why. I can now look back on that and say, I think I was experiencing depression and anxiety, and I also had ADHD.
Jesus Christ. Yes, you had depression and anxiety at 4 years old. You had depression and anxiety, and you also had ADHD. So you remember all that when you were 4 years old. Okay. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a memory. Some of you are saying, like, I have this, like, I have, like, but sometimes I can't remember if it's, like, actually my memory or it's also a memory that I saw from a picture that I kind of remember, you know? Trust me. Human memories are not as accurate as you think they are. So how you remember it is unlikely how it actually happened. But it doesn't mean you can't, you don't have, like, maybe stills or this kind of, like, general recollection. Any of you have a four-year-old with depression and anxiety and ADHD? They're 4 years old. Stop giving them speedballs, maybe. Stop shoving Fruit Loops in their face. Maybe they'll calm down.
And I also had ADHD. I didn't get diagnosed with ADHD until last year when I was 29 years old. Someone had...
Oof. That's a rough 30 years. That's a rough 30. She's 30 years old? God damn. Just saying, because I'm looking at your face. Just because I'm looking at your
face. God damn it, I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
Is there anything I can do to work on that?
No, so you not wouldn't... really. It's your face.
All right. Yo. Yikes.
Here, when I was 29 years old, someone had come to me when I was a kid and told me, hey, do you experience these different things? Oh, you do? That might mean that you have ADHD. Would you say, oh, a kid can't know they have ADHD? That's also a part of your identity. God, I wish that I had gone to school and someone had told me that I had ADHD.
You would have loved to have that victim shield when you were four. Yeah, just this desire to diagnose every last thing. Maybe you just need some exercise and get some sunlight and touch some fucking grass. This ADHD shit is blown so far out of fucking proportion. It's insane. Everyone's got ADHD. Yeah, well, maybe if you're not fucking your eyes with blue light scrolling on a screen that's flashing in your face, jacking up your neurons, just blasting yourself with fucking images. Scroll, 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 scroll. Yeah, you might have problems sitting there and paying attention for more than 7 consecutive seconds.
Kids are smarter than we realize. We need to give them more credit. They know who they are from a young age.
Kids are a blank slate and they're kind of retarded. Have you ever spent time with kids? I don't have kids yet. I spend time with a lot of kids. Kind of tarded. I'm not talking about like the actually retarded one. I'm talking about like they don't know shit. Like you're talking about in the comments, like eating dirt and things of that sort. You have to teach them. They know who they are at a young age. From a young age. And what are you talking about? They know who they are. What does that mean? They know who they are. They don't know shit. They don't know shit. They only know, and they're only going to spit back what you tell them. At 4 years old, it's only going to be what you've already indoctrinated them with. So if you're telling them that they're a different gender or that they have this, and then you're going to tell this kid, oh, you have ADHD. So then they have to carry around that fucking scarlet letter the rest of their lives. And I have ADHD. So that's part of their identity. You know how sick that is to try to tell some kid that they have some sort of disorder? They're ADHD. And that's part of their identity. So they're going to, how is that part of your identity? That's the same thing as using skin color and race and sexual, right? It's all the identity politics that defines you because you have attention issues. Okay. That's a cool story. Like that has nothing to do with who you are. That's ridiculous. Same thing as like the color of your skin. It's nothing to do with who you are. It's ridiculous. It's nonsense. But this entire argument, right? This victim mentality, it's all of that. It's all of that combined. All right. People love to be diagnosed. One, they like to pop a pill, right? They like to, it's an excuse. Well, I have ADHD and I have this. It's just a way to try to give themselves some value or victim points via victim points in this world. But how many kids are also getting exercise, eating real food, getting sunlight, being out in nature, being allowed to run around and play? How many kids are sitting on an iPad or a phone or watching TV? You know, tons of blue light. They're not going to sleep at a proper hour. Lots of bright lights in the house late at night. like, I mean, you know, what they're eating. They're eating garbage. So, what do you expect? What do you expect? What do you expect? How do you expect kids to act when they don't get enough exercise and they're eating tons of ultra-processed foods? Of course they're going to be fucking screwy. Everything's going to impact them so much more. All right, we got one more video, and then we're going to give away today's Swole card. This one is called, it's called Before and After Gym.
What's in the box?
All right, here we go. I need to kick. What the fuck is this music? All right, Before Gym, Skinny Man. Building muscle. Nine months? That's realistic. That's realistic from... That was great. Good for you, dude. Good for you. Good for you. You could tell he wasn't taking anything because that was a year of training hard and he was like at a good, like lean body structure from the start. Good job, bro. Good job. Good for you. Okay, let's get into the Swole card, fam. We got a Swole card to give away. Hashtag Swole AF. Again, Swole AF. Now, today it's Thursday, so that means tomorrow. I don't think I have this image open, but tomorrow is our overtime segment. So if you are a member of the Swole fam over at Swole Normus X, we do have an overtime segment with the brand new Driving While Gaining. We'll have some new throwback edits. We'll do one at the end of today's episode, but we'll have a throwback edit. Three of them will watch an old Driving While Gaining, and we'll release a brand new Driving While Gaining tomorrow after the live stream. All right, so it's still going to be live, but we'll do the public live stream, and then we'll go privately into the Daily Swole Telegram chat, and then we will continue. So if you want to be a part of that, join the Swole fam today over at SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam and get access to all of the programs, yoga, meditation, so much more, and of course, all our... overtime segments. You can watch the previous ones. We have new Driving While Gainings every single week. So it's going to be fucking fire. It's going to be fucking fire. All right. Overtime tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. I am. All right. Swole card time. Here we go. Falcon. Thank you, sir. Thank you kindly, Falcon. Super sweet. All right, we got a winner. It is in, my goodness, it's in the Telegram chat. It is Amanda, Amanda Simmons. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Amanda, congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com, Swole card. 2806 in the subject, your mailing address, and the body of the email, and we'll get you the Swole card. Good for you. Congratulations. Amanda Simmons. We have a Katie Simmons too. What is happening here? Everyone's related. It is a Swole fam after all. All right, we'll take some soundboard requests. Drop it in the chat. Drop it in the cheesy my kneesies.
Good shit, Derek.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
I don't work with the males, because I used to be one.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
I have contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Be gone, vile man! Be gone from me!
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
The Almighty says,
don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Inconceivable!
What the fuck is that?
Oh, we got it now.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
Creepy as fuck.
You switch the samples.
You're insane, Goldmember.
So I'll take the tea without the covert diabetes delivery mechanism, please.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
Now I know you'd love to just sit there and keep being not slim, but we gotta work a little today, okay?
Well, I could be wrong. But I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
There we go. Coast to coast. All right, very nice. Fam, we're going to do a throwback really quick. Tomorrow, DWG. Canada. We have some Canadians here. If you're from Canada, you need to be ready for tomorrow's DWG. I don't know what the fuck is going up there and going on there in Canada. No one does, I don't think. But tomorrow's DWG, it's got Canada written all over it. So, you know, get ready for that. All right. Throwback time. Let's do a little TBT. Here we go. Okay, buddy. All right. Throwback time. What's this one? Let's see. Oh, I haven't seen this dude in a while. Let's do Pumpkin Face.
What's in the
Pumpkin
box?
Face is a throwback. Pumpkin Face.
Mood for a pump. I'm really in the mood for a pumpkin spice latte.
You're a fucking dork.
But I'm trying not to drink my calories.
And what's wrong with drinking calories?
Stop pretending.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to save my calories for food.
Honestly, it's best to just eat and drink what you want.
No, it's not.
If you're craving a pumpkin spice latte, go have one. They're fun and seasonal.
And cancer.
Calories are never bad, nor are they good.
And cancer.
They're just energy. Go enjoy your pumpkin spice latte.
Tell me what can you drink? What can you drink where there's calories and nutrients that can be valuable? Raw dairy. That's it. What else are you drinking with valuable nutritional content?
Blood.
Broth. Okay.
Blood's good too.
Blood and broth.
That's
so bad. No, like that's fine. Yeah, actually, well, broth. Broth is good too, but blood's actually nutritious if you get some good quality blood. You know what I'm saying? Anyone? Blood fans out there? Okay. Let's crank up this hog. Ooh. I need some WD-40. The torque is ridiculous. My tendonitis is kind of coming back. I got to jump on that TheraBar again. Fam, thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow for FEF. It's Fuck 'Em Friday. And then, of course, we have the overtime segment right after. Join the fam, SoulNormousX.com. All of our programs, yoga, meditation, private live streams, everything, information over there, SoulNormousX.com. And, of course, Forest Pump merch, 20% off, as well as the Super Swole Bros brand new releases over there. At papasoyo.com for 20% off. And you guys are going to absolutely freak the fuck out. Some of you are going to just lose your goddamn minds for the releases for the merch we have on Monday. You're going to fucking love it. I can't wait. A few days away. All right. Tomorrow, overtime. We'll see you then. And until then, hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, share the stream, leave us a 5-star review, join the fam, pick up some merch, all that good shit, and go to the fucking gym. Peace, McGee, Deuce, McGoose, your boy, Papa Soyo. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like...
Yeah, I found that. Young king with my crown at. 10 racks in the fanny pack.